Conclusion. Our preaching must not be a mere recital of facts which sinners have to accept. We must not be content with a mere correct ticking of the boxes, orthodox expositions of Scripture, the reading of moral lectures based on theological topics, repeated recipes for living the Christian life. We must not be satisfied with a conventional turning of the conventional handle, with sinners being conventionally addressed, if at all, in the final dying moments of the conventional discourse. Routine, unreality, it all seems to say. All in the head, it is, to borrow Alfred Lord Tennyson's words, too often faultily faultless, icily regular, splendidly null, dead perfection. Even closer to home, if I may accommodate the apostle's words, I say to all preachers, beware lest anyone cheat you and your hearers of the gospel through a mere recital of facts which you have to accept. Addressing younger ministers, John Angel James had this to say: oh, what scenes attract your attention and ought to engage your energies. Those around you are immortal souls perishing in their sins, each one of more value than the whole material universe, each capable of being saved by your ministrations, or sure to acquire by them a deeper guilt and a heavier condemnation. Begin your ministry, beloved young brothers, with a clear understanding of its nature and a deep impression of its importance. Do you covet usefulness? Earnestness is essential to it. You cannot do good without it. Listen to those who have gone before you. Their testimony is founded both on experience and observation. All will unite in this exhortation: be in earnest. Speaking for myself, though I am far from young, I am, I hope, a minister, and I feel the force of this exhortation. In the opportunities which are left for me to preach the glorious gospel of the blessed God, I want to make sure I do all I can to be in earnest. And what about you? If my words have encouraged you as a hearer to demand that your preachers be in earnest and to pray for them to be so, then my labor will not have been in vain. And if you are a preacher, and my words have stirred you to be in earnest, my book will have been blessed of God. And if, as a result, more sinners should come under a soul-saving ministry, more sinners should be saved and more saints edified, God thereby being glorified, I could ask no more.